The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chagigah has been dedicated in memory of Hacham Raful Mohedeb ben Garaz and Marie Mohedeb bat Jamile. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden Elyon. Amen. Dedicated by Dr. Isaac and Lily Mohedeb. Hashem Yishmerem V'chayim. Amen. Daf Chaf Zayin.
Shani Shulchan. The Shulchan is different. The Rahmana Karya'etz. Oh. We have a Pasuk where the Pasuk calls the Shulchan an Etz. Which is, if I can find you a Pasuk, even in the Navi, which this Pasuk is going to come from the Navi'im, that refers to the Shulchan as wood. So I don't care if it's plated, I don't care. The Torah is calling it Etz. Once I have a gezerat the katu, the Torah calls it etz. It's etz. They have to treat it with all the kli etz rules. Where do you see a pasuk that calls the shulchan a kli etz? So what's the pasuk? Dikdiv. Hamizbeach etz. Okay. The mizbeach was made out of wood. Shelosh amot gavoa. 3 amot high. Mefashim questioned which mizbeach was exactly 3 amot high. Ve'orko shetayim amot, and its length was 2 amot. Umikseotav lo, it had corners. Ve'orko, and its length. Ve'kirotav etz, its length was etz. Kirotav, the sides of it were etz. Ve'daber elai ze'ashulchan ashenef ne'adonai, and spoken to me regarding the table that was placed in front of Hashem. Now this is a very strange pasuk. The pasuk opens up with mizbeach. Give me all the dimensions of the Mizbeach. And then you say, this is the table. What are you talking about? Patach b'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan? It's a very strange pasuk. It opens up with the Mizbeach and it finishes with shulchan. So the Gemara says, a big chadush. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish tam l'tarvayu. B'zman sh'Beit HaMikdash kayam, Mizbeach mechaper al adam. When the Beit HaMikdash was around, where was the place where a person received kapara? Mizbeach. Went to Mizbeach, I brought a Korban, and that atoned for him. Achshav! Now it's no Mizbeach. Where does the person get kapara? Shulchano shel adam mechaper alav. Today, the Mizbeach is the table. Which table? The table that he eats on. How? Tap Rashi, b'achnasat orchim. Unbelievable. Which means today, when a person invites guests to his house, and he feeds them, that's considered as if you're bringing a korban, and that's considered kapara for the avonot. So therefore, the pasuk, when it says hamizbeach etz, you know what this mizbeach really is? It's the shulchan. Like it says at the end of the pasuk, v'daber elai zeh shulchan eshlef ne'adonai. So why is it called the shulchan a mizbeach? Because it's teaching us that, yes, your shulchan can be like a mizbeach. That if you do the right things on the table, you have guests, you feed people, so that already gives the status of a shulchan like a mizbeach, gives the shulchan the status like a mizbeach. Oh, so once I read this pasuk now through the eyes of Chazal, when I see how mizbeach, you know what that means? Has shulchan etz. Because this mizbeach on the pasuk really means shulchan. How do I know it means shulchan? Because what's, go to the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, after he gives the whole dimension of the mizbeach, by the middle is the shulchan. Who's talking about the shulchan? You just told me I'm mizbeach. And the pshat is that your shulchan could be like a mizbeach, like the rabbi saw us. Yeah? And what is the pasuk saying about this mizbeach, which really is a shulchan? A mizbeach, it's wood. So therefore you see, I don't care if it's plated, I don't care with the metal and all that stuff, the pasuk is calling it etz. Therefore, we have to go in the line of reasoning, dealing with it as a wooden keli. Now let's go to the line of reasoning. It's clear etz. So the Gemara says, oh, so they want Amaris. Hey, Amaris, don't touch it. So the Gemara says, why not to touch it? It's Kli Etz Asui Linachat. And we have a rule, Kli Etz Asui Linachat, and we get Metumah. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Asui Linachat. Because 3 times a year, they would lift it up to show it to the Ole Negalim, to make them feel good, to show them how much God loves them, the miracle of the bread. Look how hot it is a week later. Beautiful. So therefore, it is Mekamer Tumah. Oh, that's why you have to warn the Amaris, don't touch it. And we couldn't just go with the reason that the reason is because it's a Kli Matechet. Because Kli Matechet, it's not, even though it's played in, and even though under normal circumstances, going to the Yohanan has a deed of Kli Matechet. But here we have a clear pasuk that says a Mizbeach Es. And we know this word Mizbeach really means the Shulchan. So we see the pasuk is calling it Es. So we have to go with the logic that it is a Kli Es. Continue. Kol HaKelim Shebemekdash. Yesh Shem Shinim. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that had backups for the Kelim. Then we said that the two Mizbechot, the Mizbech HaNechoshet and the Mizbech HaZahav, was not Mekabel Tum'ah. Well, the Mizbech HaNechoshet, the Mishnah explained, because the Pasuk says Mizbech Adama. It's considered Adama, it's considered like earth. So Gemara says, Mizbech HaNechoshet Dichti Mizbech Adama Ta'aseli. It says Mizbech HaZahav. I had the Mizbech HaZahav. It says Dichti HaMinorah VaMizbechot. We have a pasuk that puts the Mizbechot together. The Mizbechot. By putting the Mizbechot together, it kush Mizbechot Zelaze. We have a Hekesh. All Mizbechot have the same status. That just like the Mizbech HaNechoshet is considered Adama, so to the Zahav is considered Adama, therefore it's not Mekabel Tum'ah. If somebody would ask you, how do you know Mizbech HaNechoshet is not Mekabel Tum'ah? That's Beferush, Mizbech Adama. How do you know Mizbech HaZahav? Ha Mizbechot. Pasuk already puts all the Mizbechot in the same status, therefore we say, just like Mizbech HaNechoshet is considered Adama, so to Mizbech HaZahav is considered Adama, therefore it does not have the ability to Mekabel Tum'ah. Good. Now she says the Mizbech HaNechoshet incidentally is the Mizbech that they brought the Olot and the Shelamim. The Mizbech HaZahav was the one that they brought the Ketoret on it. Okay. Next piece. V'achemim morim imdeh she'em mitzupin. That is a very important give and take in the Mishnah to understand what happened there. The Bili Aizu was very clear. The Mizbech is not Mekabel Tum'ah. It's considered Adama. Therefore, no problem. Hakimim come and argue. They say, no, because they are plated. And what Hakim trying to do? Because they are plated. It sounds like, if we're following the conversation, no, I argue. The reason why they are not Mekabel Tum'ah is because they are plated. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Adrabah. Kevan de mitzupin ninu mitamu. Adrabah. Because they are plated is the reason why they should become Mekabel Tum'ah. What was Hakimim coming along to say? Mepenesh de mitzupin. Is mitzupin a reason to say they're not tamei? Is mitzupin a reason to say they are tamei? Well, logic says it, so it's a bigger reason to say it is tamei, because that's considered a metal keli. Considered a metal keli, should be the chaura, become tamei. Which means like this. If you told me it's considered wood, I have no problem. Because I can say the mizbeach is considered kli aetz asu l'nachat. Like the rules. And what's the din of a kli aetz asu l'nachat? And a mekabel tum'ah. So the rabbis come along and say, hold it. Once already you say that mitzupin they consider metal, you lost the kliyas and the nachat rule. Because the nachat rule only is an exemption by wood. But by metal kelim, even if it's a sun and nachat, it is mekabel tum'ah. So, hey, what are you saying? You know why they are tahor? Mepneshe mitzupin. The Gemara says, adrabah. Mepneshe mitzupin is a reason to say, tameh. So the Gemara says, two understandings the way I understand over here. The Gemara says like this. Adrabah, kevan de mitzupininu mitamu. So the Gemara says, Emma, you know how to read the Mishnah? Reverse the whole Mishnah. V'achamim mitamim, mepeneh she'em mitzupin. You're right. The argument on the Bili Aizu says, Hachamim say, indeed, the Mizbeach is tameh. You know why? Because it's mitzupeh. Because it's plated. So it comes out, we have now, according to this version, fantastic machloket, the Mizbeach. The Bili Aizu says what? Mizbeach Tahor. Why? It's considered Adama. Hachamim umrim mepene shehen mitzupin de tameh. He's arguing. I'll tell, what do you mean? But it's asu l'nachat. No. It's mitzupin. It's plated. It's considered matechet. There's no heter of kli. It's over here. Good. That's one version. V'ibayetema. Alternate version. Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer Kamre. Rabbanan were actually, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer. The Mizbeach is Tahor. But Hachamim were reacting rhetorically to what the Bili Ezer said. My datach, the Bili Ezer, what are you thinking? Mishum de mitzupin? Meaning the Bili Ezer, obviously you were searching for a reason why the Mizbeach is taur. That means, what were you thinking? You had a problem, obviously. Your problem probably was because you thought that they're mitzupin. And since they're mitzupin, that's a reason they should be tameh. So you have to come out with your hidush. No, it's considered adama. So he says, what did you have to go over there for? Miftal batil tzipuyan gabayhu. What are you talking? The tzipuy of the mizbeach is batel to the mizbeach. Which means there's no question at all by the mizbeach. We don't go after the tzipuy of this mizbeach. The tzipuy of the mizbeach is batel. And therefore, what is the mizbeach considered? Kli'etz. And it's kli'etz ha'asui. They're nachat. They never moved the mizbeach. Sorry, I don't need pisulkim, adama, this, that. Why don't you say very simple? The mizbeach is not mikabel tum'ah, because it's a kli'etz ha'asui le'nachat. Finished. The Bili Ezer obviously didn't think like that. The Bili Ezer was saying, you know why? Because I have a special pasuk that calls it adama. So obviously, how did the Bili Ezer look at the mizbeach? He looked at it as really a kli'etz, not a kli'etz, he looked at it as a kid that's mitzupeh. And therefore, in his brain, he's thinking, what? This should be tameh. It's plated. So therefore, he says, oh, even though it's plated, I have a pasuk that says adama. It's considered like adama. So it comes Hakim and says, mepinish in mitzupin? It's rhetorical. What? Really, is it? That's the way you learn. You think it's mitzupeh, that if we had to answer the mitzupeh problem? It's not a question to start off with. The tzipui of the mizbeach is batel to the mizbeach. Therefore, the mizbeach is considered wood. What is considered wood? It's clear. I don't need mizbeach adama. I don't need all this whole thing over here. Which means it's much more simple. So therefore, hachem. So why is it batel? So that she says, derachmana kara etz lechulehu. So that she says, remember that pasuk we quoted above? Hamizbeach etz. So according to this version is learning that pasuk, that when it says the word mizbeach, okay, we said the drasha before, mizbeach really means shulchan, but it says mizbeach etz. So this version is saying you also could learn the pasuk in the pshat. It does say mizbeach etz, so you see what the pasuk calls the mizbeach etz. So therefore, I don't care if it's plated, it's an etz keli. And if it's a keli, it's asui. Le'nachat, then we have no problem. Which is Hachamim, we're coming to the Bili Ezer. You overthought the subject over here. Oh, it's sapui. Oh, it's sapui. It should be tamed. No, adama. So I'm not Hachamim. Mepenesh him mitzupin. This is what you're worried about. It's mitzupin. Mitzupin's batel. Why? Because it says I'm mizbeach. It's granted. I know I learned above mizbeach really means shulchan, but the pshat. It does say mizbeach etz. So therefore, hachim are agreeing, but mitam acher. I mean, according to this Mishnah, comes out I have two reasons why the mizbeach is tahor. According to the second answer of the Gemara. According to the Bili Ezer, why is the mizbeach tahor? Because adama, mizbeach adama. And what about mizbeach zahav? Hamizbechot. All the mizbechot are considered the same law. If someone who asks you, according to shitat hachamim, why is the mizbeach tahor? Simple. Keli, it's also in achat. It's a wooden keli. I would about the plating. Well, go with the plating. The plating is considered batel. I'm mizbeach. It's the pasuk says and finish. Therefore, the it's also in achat. I'm becoming tumah. Good. According to the first answer, much different. First answer says no. The rabbis really hold the mizbeach is considered. Amen. Why? No, because it's plated. I but it's nachat. Nachat is not heter by plated. Also, you have to say, according to the first version, but the pasuk says above a mizbeach etz. No, that first version will understand mizbeach means shulhan, totally. Nothing to do with mizbeach. When the pasuk says a mizbeach etz, so how can you tell me, according to the first version, because it's plain, it's going to be considered mekabel tuma. But the pasuk says mizbeach etz. No, that, it'll go very, very strong with the derash. Hamizbeach means the shulchan is it, not the mizbeach at all. Therefore, you go with the plating, and therefore the plating is considered makes the materet. Therefore, to be tameh. The second version will say no. Really, it has a plating, but the plating you don't go with. because I got a pasuk to the mizbeach, and even though I know I mentioned it refers to the shulchan, it also refers to the mizbeach itself, like it says. Therefore, it's ask liat tasul. And therefore, Achemim are agreeing to the bidya, but from a different standpoint. Comes the Gemara continues. Amar Abu, Amar Bili Aizer. Tamid Hakam, Tamid Hakamim. En Ur Shel Gehinam Sholetet Bahem. The fire of Gehinam does not affect the Tamid Hakamim. The fire does not affect them. They're fireproof, so to speak. Kavachomer me salamandria. What is the salamandra? That she says it's a certain haya, certain creature that is created from fire. You make a fire in one place for 7 years, and from the fire comes out a certain creature. It's called the salamandria. Now, what did they do with the salamandra? They would take the blood of the salamandra that was created from this fire, and they would smear it on a person, and it would fireproof the person. It would give a person a protection from fire. So the Gemara says like this, Uma salamandra shetodat eshi. Salamandra, where does it come from? It only comes from as a byproduct from fire. Hasach middama. But if a person anoints himself with the oil of the salamandra, what happens? En ur sholetet bo. The fires are not able to take hold on him. Tamidei Hakamim. Shekol gufan ish. A tamid hakam is not a byproduct of fire. A tamid hakam is fire itself. Why? Tichtiva lo ko devarai keesh neum Hashem. Because the Torah is considered fire. And a tamid hakam who studies Torah is an embodiment of fire. And therefore, al achat kama vekama, all the more so the fires of Gehinam are not going to take hold on, which means if on something that's only a byproduct of fire, like the salamandra, and the blood of it's able to fireproof a person, all the more so, a tamid hakam that's not a byproduct of fire, he's fire himself. Therefore, all the more so, the fire is not going to be able to take hold. See, there's a saying, say you fight fire with fire. Why do they say that? Because while fire is able to destroy everything in the world, there's one thing fire cannot destroy. Another fire. Fire cannot destroy fire. And therefore, Tamir Hakam in Eshel Gehinam Sholetet Bo. Because he himself is a fire. Because he's studying the Torah. So therefore, it protects him. It should be noted that there is a story in the Navi where the father, Haskia Melech, worshipped the Molech, was Avodah Zarah, that they used to throw their children into the fire, took his son, he was young, as a korban, and he threw him into the fire. Miraculously, Hezkiah came out alive. So the Midrash says, because Hezkiah's mother anointed him with salamandra blood before he went in. And therefore, so you see, it actually works. And therefore, they say, if the salamandra is able to protect from fire, kavahomer, the tzaddikim, the hakamim, the fires of Gehinam are not going to be sholeted by him.
That continues, Amar Ish Lakish, En Ur Shel Gehinam Sholeted B'Moshei Yisrael. The fire of Gehinam does not have an effect on the sinners of Yisrael. Kavahomer, Mizbech HaZahav. Make a kavahomer from the golden Mizbeach. Ma Mizbech HaZahav. Regarding the Mizbech HaZahav, that obviously had fire on it, right? When they brought the ketoret on it, or the korban, she'en alav ela ke'ovi dinar zahav. It only has a thin plating of gold on it, the size of a dinar zahav, it's a coin. Kama shanim, and for many years, korbanot are being brought on it, the fire is burning on it, and still ena ur sholetet bo, the fire does not cause the gold to diminish, it doesn't melt through the gold. Poshei Yisrael shemileim mitzvot karimon, regarding the sinners of Israel, that they have mitzvot filled like a pomegranate. They have many mitzvot. Tichtiv kefela harimon nakatech. It says in the pasuk kefela harimon nakatech. What is nakatech? Atikre nakatech ela rekanim shebach. She's even your empty ones kefela harimon are filled with mitzvot like a rimon. Alachat kama vekama. Which means, all the more so, which means if the Mizbeah that has a very thin level of gold and the fire doesn't get it, these are the shayim that have mitzvot protecting them, all the more so the fire is not going to diminish them. So the Mefarshim will ask an obvious question over here. What happened to Schar Va'onesh? You tell me a person can commit sins in his whole life, the fires of Gehinnom are not going to affect him? So the explanation, the Shlach Gadol says, no, Vadai, the fire is going to affect him, but it's not going to diminish him. Meaning it's not going to consume his neshama. And the proof is from Mizbeah HaZahav. Because even though there's a fire on the Mizbeah, but the fire does not affect the Zahav itself, the Zahav remains intact. But the Neshayim are going to have the fire, but after the fire is over, they'll be able to get out, going to Gan Eden. We have to say such an answer because the Gemara right before taught us that Tamidei HaKamim en Ursho Gehinam Sholetet Vahim. That Tamidei HaKamim, also the fire of Gehinam does not affect them. So what are you going to tell me? That a Tamid HaKam and a Poshay set up the same deen? Explanations, when it comes to the Tamid HaKam, the fire doesn't affect them at all. Because the Torah protects them. Mashiach and the Rasha, the fire is going to affect them, but it's not going to consume them and diminish them. Tosfot over here just points out that there's certain Poshei Yisrael that are Yurdim LeGehinam, and the Gemara says about them that Gehinam Kaleh Vem Enam Kalim. Meaning Gehinam will finish, but their punishment will not finish, which means they're going to go for an excessive amount of time. But here it says, Poshei Yisrael, they don't get to consume. So then it says there's differences. Over there it's referring to Poshei Yisrael Begufan. Poshei Yisrael Begufan means somebody that is a Poshea with his body. Gemara gives an example of Karkafta de la Manach Tefillin. That's somebody that does not wear Tefillin, for example. Then already, he's a different level of Poshei Yisrael. We're not talking about that Madriga. Someone doesn't wear Tefillin, he goes to Gehinam indefinitely. And the fires are going to consume him. However, yes, Poshei Yisrael, not Begufan. It's on a lighter Madriga. Therefore, the fires will get him, but he will be able to saved after that, just like the Mizbeah HaZahav. Now we should make one last point. When we said in the previous Gemara that the fires of Gehinam are not sholet by the Tamid Hakam, so I saw a beautiful explanation. What's the pshat? Why should the Tamid Hakam be saved from the fires of Gehinam? The simple interpretation is what? Because his Torah protects him. The Torah protects a person from these fires. But a deeper interpretation says like this. What is the purpose of Gehinam? Gehinam is in order that all the tum'ah that's in a person from sin, the Gehinam extracts all that tum'ah through fire, similarly to when we want to kosher a pot. And the pot has, let's say, isur in the pot. So we put it on the fire with boiling water in it, so the fire and the heat exudes the tum'ah out of the pot. Similarly, the fires of Gehinam purify the neshama. That being said, our Torah is compared to fire. And therefore, when a person studies Torah, that fire of Torah takes the place of the fire of Gehinnom. And the fire of the Torah will go into the person's neshama and purify it, meaning that he's not going to need Gehinnom. Because he used the fire of Torah to do what the fire of Gehinnom would have done, but in a more miserable way. And therefore, en urshel Gehinnom shulit it, because they don't need the fire of Gehinnom. Because once you're involved in the fire of Torah, it accomplishes the same thing. Hadran, alak, chomer bakodesh, v'stik alam, masechet hagiga.